It's time for Protecting Your Family with your host, attorney and insurance expert, Naz Barudi. Naz Barudi is managing attorney at the Barudi Law Firm and has worked very hard to help families create, protect, and transfer their wealth. Naz brings an intelligent and strategic look at planning ahead for the day when you're not around to take care of your family. Take the first step this evening and find out what you can do to prepare for the future. The time is now, so let's get you started today.
Welcome to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm your host, attorney Naz Barudi, joined by my beautiful new co-host, Carrie Kasem. Hey, Carrie.
Beautiful. You're the beautiful one. My gosh, did you, those pictures we took. We took pictures for the show, and I'm just so excited about them.
They were awesome.
More
I can't
than
stop
awesome.
Looking at them. Does that sound bad? Am I
no,
full of myself?
Your smile is so beautiful, and like when it's so contagious. I look at the picture, and I smile every time I see it.
Well, standing next to you, anything looks good.
No, that's not true.
So, Carrie, did you have a good break? And I'm still burning off the calories from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I ate a little too much. I have to just say that, and not saying that I'm gaining weight in this. But you know, if I don't keep my diet, if I don't stay like with a clean diet, I feel tired and lethargic.
Yeah.
And I didn't even eat turkey, and I felt tired.
Yeah. What did you eat? Because you're a vegetarian.
I'm vegetarian and I'm gluten free. So my mom made me all these gluten free delights. I was very excited. Gluten free stuffing, gluten free, you know, casserole. It was wonderful.
Yummy.
But I sat and I just kept eating and eating. At 11 o'clock at night, I grabbed mashed potatoes and gluten free stuffing with my boyfriend. We sat in bed and we stuffed our faces.
Yum.
It was so fun and so good, but I felt so yucky the next morning.
So I'm assuming you didn't do any Black Friday shopping?
You know, I really like the sales Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Cyber Monday.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I got a few things Cyber Monday. But I'll tell you something. I tried to go to GoDaddy. I'm a little upset with Gmail. And maybe it's because I'm technologically slow. I go on my Gmail account and I'm looking for I know I had a GoDaddy
coupon?
Yeah, it was a Black Friday coupon, right?
Yeah.
And it was like 36% off. I was so excited. I couldn't find it. I'm like, I know I have this.
Was it in your spam or trash?
No, it's in promotions.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, Gmail takes three different, it's like the regular inbox, the promotions, and social media.
Yeah.
I put in GoDaddy in the search, and it wouldn't pull it up in promotions. So I went and bought all these domain names for full price, and then I had a little off because I bought in bulk, but I had to renew a bunch of my domains all at full price.
I would contact them and tell them.
Oh, I did, and they wouldn't do it. They said you can let them go, but we can't guarantee you're going to get them back.
If you work for GoDaddy and you're listening, shame on you.
Yeah, it was, you know, because I've been with them for so long, and I bought like 50 domain names with them.
They should give you like 10 for free after doing 50 domain names.
They've always had great service. They've always been very good to me.
Yeah.
But that was kind of yucky.
Yeah.
That's not the word I would use.
I'm like you. I can't do the crowds. I get major anxiety just trying to find a parking space. I do everything online. I can't remember the last time I went to a mall.
I'm not a mall person. I'm not a shopper. I'm not a girl who likes to, let's go shopping. When there's something I need, like it's a specific thing, a dress, or I love to shop for my boyfriend. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
I can go to the mall and get him outfits all day long. But then, like, I'm like you. I get anxiety. I don't want to be there. I'm like, oh, just get me out of this place.
I hate trying on stuff.
Oh.
I'd rather just order it, have it come to my house, try it on
in
my own time and convenience. Yeah.
You are going to get me that dress. I know that's what I want for my Christmas gift.
ASOS.com had 30% off for Cyber Monday. You missed it.
So fun.
It's okay. Next year. So I did a little shopping at your store. You gave me that cool vapor thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I like hookah. I'm Middle Eastern. We do hookah a lot. And you gave me this vapor thing. I can't put it down.
Good. It has no nicotine in it. There's only 4 ingredients. And it's better than putting smoke and hookah into your lungs. Just put some water vapor in.
Yeah.
Much better than that. So if anybody's listening, please, if you're a smoker, if you're a hookah person, that hookah is more than once a month, please get off the smoke and go to vapor. I don't care if you use my store or somebody else's, but make sure it's organic. Make sure it's organic.
You got to go to Carrie's store, Good Vapor Beverly Hills. I like hanging out there. We just hung out there.
It's the best.
We had the guy that came in and said, you know, what's up with like in Santa Monica, there's signs everywhere saying no vaping allowed. Now they're giving tickets. What is that all about?
It's called the tobacco propaganda.
Yeah.
First of all, they have a study. They did it for a year with 9,000 people. In the study, it showed that if you switch from tobacco to vapor, your lungs and cardiovascular system healed. Not only that, they proved that there was no such thing as secondhand vapor. So it's just a bunch of BS. And if you care to actually do your research, because I love this. I love when smokers tell me, you're smoking chemicals. There's 4,000 to 7,000 chemicals in one cigarette. There's 5 in vapor. So, you know, if you want to listen to the propaganda and not do the research yourself, I feel sorry for you because this could save your life. Not only that, the American Heart Association said if you cannot stop smoking, try vapor. So there's a lot of things out there. In fact, I put on some quotes from Dr. Oz and the doctors saying this could actually, instead of 400,000 deaths a year, go to 400 deaths a year. That's how much safer.
Well, you know, it's all these politicians that are behind these big tobacco companies, and it reminds me of what's going on with Uber. All this criticism over Uber.
I'm going to give, because we did this whole, like, plug for my place, people are saying, where is it?
Yeah, give the name and the number.
Yes, it's Good Vapor Beverly Hills. And there's 3 Good Vapors. I own the one. It's Good Vapor Beverly Hills. And we always give a 7-day money back guarantee that if you do not cut down, I mean, way, way down, or quit in 7 days, bring it back, we'll refund your money. Because we know we've never had anybody bring it back, except if it's broken. Bring it back, we'll fix it. But, that's how much our success rate is so high.
That's
so
awesome.
High. Yeah, good Vapor Beverly Hills. Come in, see me. I'm there almost every day.
I love that place. And we're thinking about possibly doing a little event at Good Vapor.
Yes.
We get so many calls every week about people wanting a seminar so they can meet you and me. And to talk about estate planning and get more information. So we're thinking about possibly doing something at Good Vapor soon, and we'll give out
very
the dates
soon.
For that.
Very soon. And also, tonight you're going to be there.
Yes.
Yes, it's the holiday party.
Yes, I am going to be there.
I'm very excited. So if you want to stop in for the holiday party, we have great deals tonight as well. And we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have an art gallery opening and photos by professional photographers. So if you need a headshot, come by.
give the address to Good Vapor so people know where it is.
It's 9006 Wilshire Boulevard. But the easiest way to remember it is 2 blocks east of Doheny on Wilshire. So it's Good Vapor Beverly Hills. You know, seriously, come in, stop by. Hang out. What I love is people come get a coffee and they sit and read now in our lounge.
I love that.
I love it.
It's a very like calm, cool environment. The parking's so easy. Just trying to go to freaking Starbucks, I can't find parking.
No, we have our own parking lot, which is wonderful. Awesome. So there's parking in the back. But, you know, I love it because it's such a, people come in, they say, this looks like something out of Mad Men.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted it to be, you know, very modern, very sleek, but warm.
Yeah.
And I think we've accomplished
that. It's a great
that.
Vibe. So definitely check out Good Vapor Beverly Hills. But back to what I was talking about,
Uber.
I am so pissed off at all these, like, politicians and people trying to bring down Uber. Uber is my savior. Do you know how much money I spend on Savior? or on Uber? Do you know, like, it has saved me so many potential DUIs, I can't even tell you.
It's wonderful. And you know what? Cab drivers use it too. So I don't understand what the big deal is. If you're a cab driver, get on Uber, get on Lyft, and use it too. I mean, there's so many. I met this one guy last week. It was his first day, and he signed up for both Uber and for Lyft. Because I guess Uber reduced their prices.
They did.
So they're not making as much.
Yeah.
So people are now doing both. He said it's his first day. He's making $60 an hour on his first day. So he had made, I don't know, he's already on the job 5 hours, 5 times 60. He said
a lot of money.
He was so happy. He felt like he was, he's like a writer and he does movies and this and that. And he said, I feel like it's kind of degrading, but that's what I felt before he signed up. And now he's like, I love it. I'm meeting great people.
Yeah, I have great conversations with people in Uber. Let me tell you why I like Uber and not cab drivers. Because one, Uber is always on time. I can take my iPhone. There's an iPhone app. I click on it. I tell them where I want to go. They come within 2 minutes. It's clean. They have gum. They have an iPhone charger.
They have gum.
They always have gum. They always offer me gum.
In every Uber?
Every Uber.
Is that like part of it?
Yeah. They always ask, would you like a mint or a bottled water or an iPhone charger?
Oh, so you must take the black.
No,
Uber black.
I take the Prius ones. I take the Prius ones. I took the base ones.
What?
Yeah. And I have great conversations. I don't have to worry about valet because everywhere you go in LA, it's a $20 valet.
Okay, I've taken Uber 2 or 3 times, and I've never had anybody offer me anything.
Harry, you should ask for it next time.
I know.
Maybe it's my scent.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's because you're blonde.
Maybe it's because I flirt. Maybe it's because they see me. Don't they see your picture? I think they see you. No. See their picture, but I don't know if they see your picture. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, because of the true. I wonder.
But I love Uber. But now all these politicians are going after Uber because of their privacy, and they came out and said that they kind of locate where you are. I want them to locate where I am. So if something happens to me, they know where I was.
That's
last.
Right.
I don't care if they want to follow me. Why do people care so much?
I don't know. You know, I get it. It's a little Big Brother-ish.
Oh,
it's
whatever.
Big Brother is watching.
You walk around Beverly Hills, there's cameras every corner.
And your phone is going to, it's basically a targeting device. So I do not believe in any way that we're not being watched. If you're on Google,
right.
Even Google admits they give your information away. So, I mean, and come on, the Google Maps, please. Like Big Brother hasn't already invaded and
exactly.
Has been here for a very long time. That's why I actually kept... A little bit of a conspiracist here. That's even a word. I kept my BlackBerry up until a few months ago.
Why?
Because you can't. It's you can take the battery out. And you cannot take the battery out. You can always be traced.
How do you like the iPhone?
I love it.
I know in the beginning it was hard for you to try to figure it out, but now you got it down to a T.
I speak to it. I call it my dictaphone. I know it's kind of that's.
I love that feature that they have.
It's Siri's great.
Yeah.
I love it. And so I just completely talk to it.
Yeah.
When I can't talk to it, I get very angry because I can't type. It's awful.
It's like another friend you have. It's always by your side.
And instead of, I said to my friend, oh God, what was it? Like, you know, dear friend, like have a great flight, my dear friend. And it came out to have a great flight, my dead friend.
Oh my God. Oh, I bet your friend liked that right before getting on a plane.
I didn't realize it. And then it was like laugh out loud. I'm like, oh no. That was spell check.
Well, I think it's ridiculous what these politicians are trying to do to try to run down this company. And, I love Uber. I think it's saved a lot of people and a lot of DUIs for people. It's so convenient and affordable. And we're going to have a criminal defense attorney that's going to join us next, Arash Hashemi. And he could give us a little explanation of, does he think that DUIs have been reduced since the passing of, like, these companies like Uber and Lyft and all that.
And that makes less money for the state.
Yeah.
Less money for the state. Look at this. We're diving in deep. I also have a question. Being a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah.
If you know your client is guilty, what do you do? I can't wait to ask him that.
I can't wait to talk to him, too. So you're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
There are great offers from HomeDepot.com every day during Cyber Week. So, let's do Saturday's offer. A Husky 10-drawer tool chest and cabinet set. At just $199, you save $150. You won't find a price like this every day, and you won't find this one tomorrow. So go online now before they're gone. Cyber Week savings only on HomeDepot.com. Let's do this. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Online only. See HomeDepot.com for details.
This December, remember, while you may be too old to make a wish list,
Dear Santa,
it doesn't mean you're too old to unleash your inner child. Celebrate some of the best offers on our most popular models during the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Lease the 2015 IS250 for $349 a month for 36 months with $1599 due at signing. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western areas only and ends January 5th, 2015.
KABC helps you keep track of news as it happens. Get breaking news alerts instantly on your phone. Text KABC to 68683. Breaking news alerts on your phone from Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is your host, Attorney Naz Baroudi, estate planning guru, joined by my co-host, Carrie Kasem. And Carrie, we still get so many calls for KABC listeners that want to take advantage of our estate planning package for $500.
And the fact that you do this for $500 blew my mind away a year ago, and it's still the fact that you continue to give away a package that includes, I mean, everything, your estate plan, your will, your durable power of health, your, I mean, everything.
Everything. Yeah, so if you still want to take advantage of it, it's still offered by my office. Call my office right now, 424-465-9003, 424-465-9003. The package includes your trust, will, power of attorney, health care directive. I notarize all the documents myself. The only thing that is separate is the recording costs for any real property that you have. I'm telling you, this deal is a great deal to take advantage of. And everyone always asks me, well, why do you offer it so cheap? And I say, well, I just want to make sure that people have these documents. I don't want what has happened to Carrie or the families that I see every day to be taken advantage of, to go through the probate process. So take advantage of the deal, $500, 424-465-9003, 424-465-9003. Now, Carrie, I talked about the Ray Rice situation many weeks ago, and I got blasted for the position that I took and how I didn't want to blame his wife for what happened. And if those of you that don't know who Ray Rice is, he's a football player, and he was let go from the NFL because there was a video that got released of him basically hitting his then fiance, now wife, in the face. She falls, hits her head on the railing of the elevator, passes out. He drags her out of the elevator. And the NFL had suspended him for only 2 games when they initially found out that there was a domestic abuse situation.
They're waiting for the tape to come out. That's it. They were just waiting for that tape.
They were. Yeah. Well, then the tape gets released, and then Commissioner Roger Goodell is, you know, outraged, and he's like, I didn't see this. And they just let him go, and there was just so much controversy. And my main concern is her as a wife and as a woman, and why women stay in those kinds of relationships. And my theory is there's 2 reasons. One, because the financial control is because it's with the husband. Or two, there's children involved and they feel like they need to stay in the relationship.
I don't think there's children involved in this situation.
They have a I think they have a daughter.
Do they have a kid?
Yeah, I think
was it before or after?
I think they had the kid when they were together. Okay. I'm not sure. But when I see women come into my office and they're in kind of a similar situation, those are the 2 reasons they give me.
But this is so funny. If you had a kid, that's even more reason to leave.
I know.
It doesn't make sense. And I've met people who've had horrible relationships, abusive relationships. I don't understand why you stay. If I was ever hit, if anybody ever laid a hand on me, I'd be out of there. And I'd try and get you in jail. I mean, if it was bad enough, you'd be behind bars.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's a lack of self-esteem, I don't know if it was how you were raised, if you were abused. I don't know why people stay. I just know they do, and it's hard to get out of it.
Well, she put out a statement when all this was going on, Carrie, and her reasoning was, we're going to show people what real love is. And I think there's a misconception that love is supposed to be painful, and this is what you go through when you're in love with someone,
right,
which couldn't be further from the truth.
It was a sad statement. It was a pathetic statement. I felt like it really took women back, you know, way back. Like, you know, no matter how hard it is, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stand behind my man.
Well, she's only standing behind her man because everyone dropped him.
Yeah.
So those paychecks are no longer coming. And that's my theory about it. But to bring a different angle to this situation, we have criminal defense attorney Arash Hashemi. Hi, Arash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you've been listening to Carrie and I go back and forth about the situation. What do you think about the Ray Rice situation? And now, you know, there was a statement put out that he can go back to the NFL. The NFL was in the wrong. What do you think about everything that's going on?
Well, not condoning his actions, what he did was horrible. It shouldn't happen. Unfortunately, it happens all the time. We had a little blog post on our website when this all occurred. What if Ray Rice wasn't a famous NFL player? Would anybody care? Because everything or things like this happen every day. So without condoning what he did, I have to agree with the decision that was just brought, the appeal decision. I believe he was punished twice for the same incident. So even though I might not like what Ray Rice did, the fact that he was reinstated was, I think, the legal or the right thing to do.
Well, legally, or is this personally? You personally think the right thing to do is reinstate him, or legally?
Both, actually. Personally, I think about it, it's the right thing to do because of my nature of a criminal defense attorney or just an attorney in general. There's certain rules and laws, and they apply to everybody. So whether you're guilty of it or not, And by the way, the standard of proof in this country for criminal cases is beyond a reasonable doubt, meaning you're innocent until proven guilty. So in Ray Rice's situation, whether he was guilty or not is not the question. I think the question is whether the policies or the rules that the NFL was applying were applied right. And he was punished. I mean, he went in, he talked to Roger Goodell, who is the commissioner, and according to him, his wife, he was honest. And he said everything. He said everything that occurred. He was suspended for 2 games by the NFL and the Baltimore Ravens. Then when the video came public, not when the video was released, I believe that's when the video became public, and it just everybody was outraged, because first, the only video that was public is showing him
dragging her out
the elevator.
Right.
The second video, which was inside the elevator, when that came public, where it actually showed him hitting her and knocking her out, that's when all this, you know, everybody went nuts over it.
Yeah.
And then they suspended him for it.
And that's what I get so angry about. Right. Because if the NFL only saw that first video, what the heck do you think was going on in there when he dragged her out? Do you think that they were just talking and she fell asleep? I mean, obviously something had to occur for her to get knocked out. So,
well, I think when it was a visual, when the public saw it, you know, because the NFL is a huge business.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you lose tickets or you lose sales because you've put on a abuser, you know, a batterer on your team, I think they were so afraid they were going to lose money that they'd let him go. I don't think it was they didn't know what happened. I think everybody knew what happened. But when it's visual, it becomes visceral, and it becomes something that you've got to, I think, stop. And I think the first thing that they did was, okay, get him off the team for now. We're going to suspend him. So I get what they did, and I know that everybody knew what happened, I mean, for the most part. But I think they were just trying to save their butts.
Yeah, I mean, I read Barbara S. Jones, the judge that was on this case, her explanation of why she came to the conclusion that she did. And then the notes that the NFL had when they were, that first meeting they had with Ray Rice, someone writes down, hit wife. So they knew that he had hit her.
Oh, yeah.
So the 2-game suspension is just outrageous, that we are going to idolize a guy who's going to get contracts and deals for shoes, Gatorade, whatever it may be, and we're going to make him this god, and we're going to give him all this money and attention. At the expense of what? At the expense of showing women and young children that this is okay. You can get away with this.
I don't agree with that, because I don't think he's going to get. I mean, I could be wrong.
But there's four NFL teams that are chasing after him right now.
Yeah, but sponsorship. And I mean, look what happened to Tiger Woods. He just cheated and he lost everything.
But
this guy hit somebody. I doubt he's going to be picked up by a lot of sponsors, if any.
Arash, you tell me, you don't think he's going to get a book deal and he's going to explain his story, he's going to redeem himself?
Maybe a book deal.
I think he'll be back in the NFL. Not this season, maybe not even next season, but he'll be back in football. If you remember Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
I think once the publicity or the news of it dies down and people forget about him, he'll come back. There's lots of teams that would like a talented person, and I think they're going to get him at a bargain. So we have to understand that the NFL is a business, one of the biggest businesses in this country, and some of the decisions they make are based on business. So, and I think that's why it was 2-game suspension in the beginning, and they were, okay, this is 2-game suspension, it's going to go away. And then when that video came out public, it just blew in their face.
You know what outrages me? Okay, let's put aside the Ray Rice situation. If we're going to be so forgiving of Ray Rice and we're going to go with the rules and regulations of the NFL and bring him back, why the heck did we take the Clippers away from Donald Sterling? And what he did is not half as bad as what Ray Rice did. What do you think about the Donald Sterling case?
That's a case that I think it's still bringing up a lot of debate with people. At one point, you know, the freedom of speech, rights, and everything else that comes into play, I think the reason they took the team away from him is, again, not condoning his statements or anything like that, but that was purely a business decision, too.
Right.
If he remained the owner of the Clippers, it's bad publicity for the NBA. NBA has over 80% black players. The players were saying they're going to leave. Doc Rivers, a coach they coveted and they brought over from the Boston Celtics, he was going to leave. So I think that decision, even though it was a right decision by Adam Silver, who's the NBA commissioner, it was the right decision, but it also had some business in it, and that's why it was made.
He's also losing his mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
yes.
also losing his, I mean, scruples here. So he's not, he can't make good decisions. And the, if you watch the interview that he gave afterward, it was, first of all, why would you give an interview? Second of all, it just showed that either, I mean, he's a pure racist. He didn't care. He had no remorse. And he's kind of losing it.
I think he has dementia. I think he,
I agree with you, Arash, and Carrie as well. But the thing is that if we're going to be, you know, the moral police and go after these businesses that do something wrong, then we should go after every business. How come no one came and took Chick-fil-A away when they made anti-gay comments and they gave so much money to have legislation passed so gay couples couldn't get married? We can't pick and choose who we're going to fight.
But you can if it's going to hurt a massive, I mean, this is a massive business. This isn't just, and this could hurt all of the NFL, especially if you're having one team where the players refuse to play.
Yeah.
That's going to affect all the other teams, all the other states, all the other income. It would have had a massive backlash. So I see by taking somebody out how that could be for the greater good.
Yeah.
I get that because it's I mean, you have rules when you buy an NFL, an NBA, whatever, you know, you have rules. And he was not sticking by those rules. He wasn't.
Yeah. You're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're joined by criminal defense attorney Arash Hashemi. Arash, if someone wants to contact you, they're in a domestic abuse situation, how can they reach you and your firm?
They can call us directly at 310-448-1529, or they can visit our website at HashemiLaw.com, HashemiLaw.com, and they can contact us through the website as well.
Again, the number is 310-448-1529, 310-448-1529. So do you see a lot of domestic abuse cases? We were talking before the show about what happens when a woman calls and says, I'm getting beaten. What do the police usually do when they come to the scene?
If the police show up to a domestic violence scene, And they believe, they have a suspicion, usually somebody's getting arrested and is getting taken away. Whether the actual event happened or not, it doesn't matter. It's part of police procedure. They want to separate these people for a while. It might have been just a verbal argument, but the police will take somebody away. So somebody's going to get arrested and go to jail. There's rare instances where the police show up and they realize that, no, this is not remotely close to domestic violence and nobody gets arrested. 99% of the time, one person is going to jail for the night.
So you're telling me if I were to be fighting with a boyfriend, I'm single, by the way, I don't have a boyfriend, but if I was fighting with a boyfriend...
How you put that out there.
I like to plug my...
She likes the gifts.
I know. And speaking of gifts, I mentioned Stevie Wonder tickets and how I wanted to go to his concert, and someone sent me tickets, and they didn't put who they are. So shout out to you, whoever you are, that sent me tickets. Floor seats, okay? To the Stevie Wonder concert. So thank you so much. But, yes, I'm single, and I'm still looking for a date to go to the Stevie Wonder concert. So let's say I'm fighting with my boyfriend, and we're yelling and screaming, and I throw things. I was telling you I like to throw things when I'm angry. And the neighbors call the cops. There's no bruises. There's no scratches. There's nothing on me. Would I get arrested in that situation, do you think?
Depends. If the police show up and your boyfriend goes, yes, she threw stuff at me, they might arrest you.
So that would go on my record?
The arrest would go on her record.
Right? But she would have to be. Could it be expunged if it's nothing is found?
Well, an arrest is not expunged. Once you get arrested, the arrest goes on your record. If you get convicted of a crime, later that could be expunged. The arrest stays on your record. You can have arrests removed from a record, but that's a whole different procedure. It's not expungement. Expungements are for convictions. So sometimes you get arrested, and it will stay on your record. But that doesn't mean you have a criminal record. That just means you have an arrest. If they look you up, it says you were arrested.
Wow.
Note to self, don't yell at boyfriends.
I mean, throw things. My dad was arrested so many times in protests.
Oh, really?
And he would protest things. Absolutely. Yeah. And so he got arrested over and over again, but it didn't seem to hurt him. So.
Well, it doesn't affect your criminal record. So if you're at a job application or at a job and it says, have you ever been arrested? I mean, have you ever been convicted for a misdemeanor or a felony? The answer is no. You've never been convicted of anything, so you don't have a criminal record. You've just been arrested.
Right. Okay.
But if they ask you if you've been arrested, you have to say yes. But usually they don't on those applications.
I've never seen anybody ask you if you've been arrested. I mean, they don't care if you've been arrested. They care if you've been convicted. Because people get arrested by mistake all the time.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. How do you deal with people that hate criminal defense attorneys and say that you guys are the scum of the earth? How do you respond to people like that? I don't think that, but... How do you respond to people that say, how could you defend people that abuse their spouses or drink while they're drunk while they're driving or, you know.
Well, one of my law school professors used to say everybody hates lawyers until they need one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that applies to criminal defense lawyers as well. And people keep to forget. I mean, they have such a narrow view. I'm not defending that person's actions or what that person did. In fact, in some cases, you're not actually defending that person. That person is your client. You know, you're working the case. You're defending them. But you're not defending them in particular. You're defending the process.
Mm-hmm.
Like I hope people know that the standard of proof in criminal cases is beyond a reasonable doubt. And the government, which is the city attorney or district attorney, has to prove that person is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, meaning 99.9%. So it's the burden of the government to prove they're guilty. It's not my burden to prove they're not guilty.
Unless it's a civil case.
Unless it's a civil case, yes.
And right, and then you don't have, it's not as...
It's preponderance of the evidence.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically 50-50 and the scales go 51% in one way and
that's all you need. Then you're done.
Then you're done.
Look at you, Carrie.
I win.
I win.
You should be an honorary attorney.
I've learned so much over this past year, Let me tell you. But I have a question. I know you've been asked this a million times. What happens when you know... Without a reasonable doubt. Is that right? Without reasonable doubt.
You, as
a lawyer, know that your client is guilty.
Funny thing is, when people come to my office initially and they talk to me, now, I think everybody should know this. If you talk to any attorney about a case, even if you don't hire that attorney, that communication is privileged.
Right.
So I explain that to people who sit in my office, and I ask them what happened, and then I ask them, did you do it? And I want to know if they're guilty or not, because if I know all the facts, I can have a strategy for the defense. If they come and lie to me, they're only hurting themselves. So if they did something, it's better for them to tell me so I can defend them properly rather than they lie to me, because then the truth will come out later and their case is over. So I have to separate my personal self from my professional self. So, yes, sometimes I think the client that I have and the things they did are horrible.
Have you ever refused to take on a case?
That's the good thing about being in private practice. You can refuse taking on cases.
Have you?
I've refused taking on a case not because I think of the crime was so gross or so unbearable. I refused to take the case because I just didn't like the person. I didn't like my interaction with them, and I thought there would be problem clients.
You just know how to, like, single out, you know, bad clients. Like,
right.
Once you start practicing, you just know by that initial phone call that this is going to be a problem client, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel the client wants to be the lawyer.
Yeah.
But they don't have a law degree, and so they want to pay you so you can sit there and just say whatever they want to say.
You know, this is what I hate, Carrie, is like some people will come into my office, they'll explain their situation, and you probably go through it too, Arash, and I'll tell them what they need to do, and then they do something else.
Sure.
And I say, well,
sure.
When you go to a doctor's office and you give your symptoms and they give you a prescription, you don't argue with the doctor and say, no, I need this. You take the prescription. And the same goes with attorneys.
Right.
We are trained in a specific field of law, and what we tell you is for your own benefit.
Except when you get lawyers that tell you they can help you.
Yes.
And then say, oh, I've never done this before. Let me ask the question. Oh, let me pull another attorney in that knows what I'm doing, that knows, you know, a little more. Let me bill you twice because I lied to you and didn't tell you that this is not what I'm versed in here, and I'm going to tell you this is the best you're going to get. Then at that point, you say, adios.
Sayonara.
Avitar saying, I'm out of here, because there's sometimes I think people in any, like, vocation will take advantage of you. And there are people, and you have to be, I mean, I think you really have got to do your homework, especially when you're picking an attorney. I learned that very quickly.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about your situation, and I want Arash to stay for the next segment. We're going to talk about elder abuse, and that's something that you're going through right now, Carrie, and we can get Arash's perspective on what's going on. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
Hey, going back to the MyVeg and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm your host, attorney Naz Baroudi, joined by my co-host, Carrie Kasem. And we're talking to criminal defense attorney Arash Hashemi. We were talking about how you can protect yourself if you're in a domestic abuse situation, DUI, accused of any criminal crime. This is the guy you definitely want to call. A decade of experience. Arash Hashemi, his direct number is 310-448-1529, 310-448-1529. Now, Carrie, I want to talk to Arash about elder abuse, because that's something that you're going through currently.
That's right.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about what's going on with your case?
Well, my father, it's really weird saying was, but I guess he still is Casey Kasem. And he died June 15th of this year. And I feel like there was a lot of elder abuse involved. Not a little, a lot of elder abuse involved. And there's an open criminal case still with LAPD. And I know that my father's wife, Jean Kasem, has blown through so many lawyers, I can't even count, who's left her, who haven't been paid, who have just refused to take her on. But now she's gotten lawyers up in San Francisco who've decided, you know, they're going to help her out. And I dealt with one, and I'm not going to say his name, but I dealt with one big, big, big-time attorney that was so mean and so rude and literally stood up in front of the judge, had no, it was unbelievable. Didn't do any homework, and said we did this, 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 and this, even though the stuff he said we did was all on video, showing the exact opposite. Didn't care to do his homework.
This was Jean's attorney here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jean's attorney. One of them. Now, she's had many attorneys, many, but this is a big-time attorney, big-time, big name, all these awards. Didn't care to do his homework, and was actually, when he did, we came face-to-face with him, he made fun of us. A grown man in his 60s or 70s made fun of us just trying to see our dad. And this was not with cameras rolling. Who are you? At this point, when you've defended so many criminals, so many people who are so evil, I'm not saying all are. I believe that you've got to have somebody who's going to defend you, because if I was accused of something, I'd want a criminal defense attorney. But how do you do that for so many years? You just become so jaded and so unaffected by real situations and by human emotions. That's what I didn't understand. I looked at this man like how dare you? And he eventually, actually, in the middle of negotiations, left the case.
So what's going on in the criminal case? They haven't filed any charges against Jean?
Not yet. Not yet.
And and can you tell listeners how your father still has not been buried?
No, my father's... this is, you know, we talk about it pretty much every show that I do with you, but Jean Kasem, my father's wife, moved my dad out of a convalescent home that he was in, getting great care, at 2:30 in the morning, and took him on a wild goose chase around the country in a car, sitting up, which split his back open. He had a major bed sore. By the time he got where he was very ill. He went from being stable with no infections to a lung infection, a bladder infection, and a massive stage 3 bed sore on his back. And when I finally got him to the hospital, he was actively dying, and there was nothing we could do to save him. And there's a lot of misconception that we pull the plug or we stop feeding him. No, 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 no. The doctor said, your dad is not taking any more nutrition, and the more water we give him, the secretions are filling up in his lungs and killing him. There's nothing we can
do. And that's what he wanted in his health care directive.
If there was nothing they could do, yes, yeah. That is what he wanted in his health care directive. We still tried to do everything we could do to keep him alive. And that's a misconception that the kids did that. The kids pulled them. That's not true.
People need to check their facts. And people just love to accuse.
But any chance I get, I just, you know, it'll come out when, of course, when this goes to trial, all this information will come out. The doctors will come out. Everybody will say this. But when he did die, she lied on the death certificate saying that they had been living in Jerusalem. She gave an address in Jerusalem, and unbelievable. And she moved him from Washington to Montreal, Canada, where her boyfriend of 2 years lives, or that's his hometown. Caught her on that one, so she didn't bury him there. She tried to get him into Jerusalem, but because she didn't embalm the body, they wouldn't allow him to go to Jerusalem. So she went wherever she could possibly get him in, and Norway said yes. Sure, we'll take him. Yeah, we believe you. We believe you're going to move here to be next to your father, next to your husband's body, even though for 4 months when he was in Berkeley East Hospital, she never visited him. So he's in Norway. We've stopped the burial there, and hopefully we're going to bring him back to be buried where he wanted, which is Forest Lawn, California.
Gene Kasem is a nut job, and I've said this for many, many months, but I want to take Arash Hashemi's viewpoint on this. So why do you think there has been no criminal charges yet filed against Gene?
Oh, by the way, things are moving along swimmingly.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. But what's your take on it?
Well, what happens in the process is first the police do their investigation. They gather all the evidence, reports, and everything. Once they believe they have a solid case, they present it to the district attorney. From my understanding, the police are actually doing their job. No charges have been filed because the police aren't ready yet. I think they're gathering more evidence. Once they have enough evidence where they can present it to the DA, charges will be coming forward.
Okay. So have you taken on a case like this where you've defended someone that has been accused of elder abuse before?
Yes, I have. I've done everything from attempted murder down, and I have taken a case like this.
Oh, so not
before.
Murder. So you haven't, there's nothing, nobody's killed anybody. That's really interesting to me.
No, I've attempted murder is the highest case I've done so far. But if you feel like killing somebody today.
Maybe.
I can't kill a fly. I take the cockroaches out of my old studio, and I was the only one where everybody jumped up on their seats. I'd grab the little guy and put him outside. But no, I couldn't, even the most evil, I could not kill, because that's not for me to judge.
Yeah, you're
that
not.
That's a much bigger, higher, you know, power than I am.
That's actually the standard I use when I defend my clients. I'm not the one, they're here to decide whether they're guilty or not. So,
yeah.
Goes back to your question.
Yeah. What's the most memorable case that you've had, and the one that you probably learned a lot from and you took away so much?
You know, that's a question everybody asks when they find out you're a criminal defense attorney. They go, oh, what is your most interesting case? In the beginning, when I was younger and I had started this, I had lots of examples. Now it's all the same to me. But I would say the attempted murder case, it was a 4-defendant attempted murder case. It took about a year and a half for us to resolve it. I learned a lot from that case. I was the youngest attorney of all the other attorneys, so I learned from their experience, just the whole process. That was my most memorable case from my professional stand of view.
Did he get off?
Well, he was being charged with 25 to life with all these other enhancements, and I got him 6 years, so.
Wow.
To me, wow. I walked around very happy. Yes.
I'm sure he did too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that is hilarious. That's like the second time on this show alone. Oh, wow.
Well, you're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We have criminal defense attorney Arash Hashemi, who joined us. A decade of experience. He's a stand-up guy. You definitely want him on your side. I mean, you heard it from him. 25 years down to 6 years. This is the guy you want fighting for you. And to reach him directly, you can call him at 310-448-1529. 310-448-1529. Arash, another thing that I want to touch on is people that are accused of sexual crimes like rape and molestation, and, you know, Bill Cosby is in the news right now. a lot of people are wondering, are there going to be charges filed against him? What are the statute of limitations for bringing a rape case or a sexual abuse case forward?
Well, it depends on every state. Every state has their own statute of limitations. His case is very interesting. Every day somebody new comes with new allegations. But these allegations are so old. They're 20, 30 years old. In some cases, you know, they say 40 years old. If there was any physical evidence, I don't think it remained. I don't think they kept them. So basically, it comes down in most of these, he said, she said.
But there's too many she saids. Way too many she
right.
saids. Way too many people that have nothing to gain by coming out. So I believe, unfortunately, I really liked Bill Cosby.
Yes.
But I believe these women. I 100%.
Carrie, but you don't think that they're possibly thinking, okay, well, just to shut us up, there might be some payout? Because he's done that once before, I think.
No.
Where he's paid out an accuser.
Have you seen how many, 19 women now? Have you seen some of these women, their profiles, how much money they have, the wealth that some of them have?
But people are greedy.
No. One or two, maybe. I think it's, is it 19? How many is it?
I honestly lost count, but
yeah.
It's in the teens.
There's no way, Nas. Really? Are you just saying this to play devil's advocate?
No, I'm just, you know, I try to look at all aspects of it. It's like, why did you wait so long? Why now? Why when he's starting his, like, comedy tour? Why did you pick the
why
timing
would
is just
anybody believe a starlet? Why would anybody believe somebody who's just starting out? He knew his victims. He knew who to pick and how to handle them. He saw the ones that really wanted this business and wanted it to work and wanted to become, you know, whether it's famous or whether it's, you know, a working actor.
Mm-hmm.
He picked these vulnerable women, and he would do this. First of all, they were drugged, so they didn't even know what happened to them,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that maybe they felt pain or whatever, you know, occurred. So it's Bill Cosby, squeaky clean image, wanting to become, you know, somebody in this business, thinking they're going to get helped out, and now they've been raped?
Carrie, I have to play devil's advocate now, because this is all hearsay. We can't prove that they were drugged. This is coming from them, the accusers.
From dozens of women.
Right, but at the same time, sometimes, I know a lot of women are going to hate me for saying this, but I feel sometimes women have buyer's remorse, where they have sex with a guy, and then they're like, oh, my God, what did I do? Why did I do that?
Not 19 women. You're wrong in this one. I'm going to – you're wrong. You can take your – you can be a criminal defense attorney for Cosby any day. I will go up – you know, I will
make
be the
show interesting now. Come on.
I know what I learned from this discussion. If I was Bill Cosby's attorney, I wouldn't want Carrie on my jury at all.
No, you wouldn't. That's the voice of Arash Hashemi, criminal defense attorney. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you that need help, call his office right now, 310-448-1529, 310-448-1529. And Arash, one more time, your website where people can get more information about you.
Yes, it's HashemiLaw.com, and it's my last name, spelled HASHEMI. LAW.com.
And women, he looks a little like George Clooney, and I'm not kidding. He really
yeah,
do. Do you get that?
You.
Do you get that a lot?
I get that sometimes. I get, who else was that? Oh, Ethan Hawke. I get Ethan Hawke.
Oh, you do! But it's like an Ethan Hawke, George Clooney thing with the salt and pepper hair and everything. Yeah.
I think when my hair is grown out, I get more George Clooney. When my hair is shorter, they say Ethan Hawke.
And the ladies want to know, Arash, are you single?
Sure.
He gave the political answer. Just in case the people he's talking to are listening right now. Again, Arash Hashemi's number, direct line, 310-448-1529, 310-448-1529. You're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
Who is least likely to vote for Hillary Clinton? White males with cowboy hats, white males with pickup trucks, rural red state white males are the least likely. Okay. What can we do to get white males with cowboy hats to vote for Hillary Clinton? Six-pack of Iron City beer, Marlin 444 with 1,000 rounds of ammo. Someone said, how about a country song? I just have to sing along.
And now it's 2016,
and this time I'm a thinking, guys.
Put your boots on. The ceiling.
Well, that ought to do it.
Brian Suits. Weekdays, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Would you like to know how to become 3 times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're 3 times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-877-421-7114.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about $1 a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call
1-877-421-7114
will receive a free upgraded 2-way voice keypad, which allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-877-421-7114. That's 1-877-421-7114.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, LA's first talk radio, on the air, online, and on iHeartRadio.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm your host, Attorney Naz Baruti, estate planning guru, joined by my co-host, Carrie Kasem. I really like talking to Arash Hashemi. Did you?
So fun.
Yeah.
Even though he defends, you know, criminals, I understand where he's coming from.
But I have
get
respect
it.
For him.
Yes. I mean, I understand. I understand your what you do is defending the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get it. I just have such a hard time because I've had to deal with so many criminal defense attorneys this last year. Some were actually appropriate, and yes, they defended somebody I didn't like, but at least they didn't make fun of me, or they didn't say things that were complete lies in court, like some of her.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to bring Arash back soon.
He's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we should do? Oh, wait, first of all, you've got to plug.
Yeah, I got to do the plug. For all of you KBC listeners that have not prepared their estate plan yet, please call my office. Take advantage of the $500 deal. The number is 424-465-9003, 424-465-9003. And if you don't have a pen and paper handy, visit the KABC website under Weekend Programming. Click on Protecting Your Family. The package is $500. Trust, will, power of attorney, health care directive. I notarize everything myself.
And you're never going to get a better deal than this, and you're never going to get a lawyer that comes to you directly and does it herself, every single one of you. This is usually a $1,500 to $5,000 package. Please take advantage of this. I know, because I had to go through this with my family. Thank God my dad had a will and estate and signed over a durable peril of health to us. Otherwise, I would have never seen my dad again.
Yeah.
Please protect your family.
Take advantage of the deal. 424-465-9003. 424-465-9003. This is Protecting Your Family on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The preceding program was a paid commercial announcement. The sponsor is responsible for its content, which Talk Radio 790 KABC does not necessarily endorse or support.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the morning.
With Terry Ray Elmer.
Chimpanzees do not have personhood, the same rights as humans.
And a very large-boned woman sat on a burglar.
Oh, dear.
On the next Doug and T-Ray, live and local, she's an American hero. 5 to 9 on the radio, home of the Stanley Cup champ, LA Kings, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC.
just wanted to let you know how much we enjoy listening to Doug McIntyre and Jerry Reyes. They are a breath of fresh air in the morning.
I love Doug McIntyre.
I think it's kind of a 1-2 punch to me.
The new home of the Stanley Cup champion, Los Angeles Kings.
Doug McIntyre's got the best show on radio.
Go, Kings, go! Los Angeles, a Cumulus station. From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The moon was full, and the U.S. commandos in Yemen were spotted by an Al-Qaeda guard on a bathroom break outside the building where captive American Luke Summers and another hostage were being held. There was a firefight, a counterterror official telling ABC News the hostages were shot by their captors, mortally wounded, and died after being rescued.
The other hostage killed was a South African teacher, Pierre Corky. The group he worked for said Saturday they had negotiated for him to be released Sunday and home in time for Christmas.
ABC News chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross, at least six Al-Qaeda killed, no U.S. military casualties. And then there were none. In Louisiana, Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy has unseated three-term Democratic U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu.
Victory for Republicans means that there are now only Republicans controlling Senate seats in the Deep South going into next year's